Saskatoon Wakes Up with Brent Loughs. News Talk 650 CKOM.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto, Domo. Domo.
17 minutes after 7, you probably heard the stories on our radio station over the past couple of days about a Saskatoon business who had their files held ransom by somebody who had penetrated their server at Dutch Growers, and they basically had themselves locked out of their computer system. Whoever was involved in this said they wanted a $5,000 ransom. A lot of people I talked to yesterday were saying, well, gee, you know, how does this happen? What can you do to prevent it, whether it's your home computer or your business computer? Well, Terry Cutler knows all about that. Terry is a certified ethical hacker, and he has his own company, which is called Digital Locksmiths. It's an IT security and data defense firm based in Montreal. He's been interviewed by people all over North America, and we're lucky enough to get a few minutes with him right now. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Brent. How are you?
I'm well. When you hear these stories of this ransomware, I guess the first thing that I think of is, how in the world does it penetrate? How in the world does it get into my system in the first place?
Well, a lot of times it comes in from either social media or emails. So what happens is somebody will send you an email saying, hey, I was at this conference, let me send you an email about the pictures, and you'll get tricked into clicking on this link, which will install malicious software to your computer, and then these hackers will be able to lock it down from a remote location. And then what usually happens is you get a pop-up saying that, you know, you got illegal software or illegal music on your computer.
Right.
Pay us this ransom or you're not getting your computer back.
Will my standard security systems that I've got, be it Norton or McAfee, anything like that, is that going to protect me from these things?
They're becoming less and less effective. So a lot of folks that we've seen have out-of-date software. So a lot of times, no, it won't stop it.
So once it's in a system and I get this lockout where I can't access my files and somebody's remotely demanding I give them money, how do I get rid of it?
Okay, this one's a bit tricky. So there's a couple of steps you can probably do. So when you reboot your computer, keep pushing the F8 key. Keep doing it constantly and you're going to get a menu, which is the Windows Safe Mode menu.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an option there called Restore to Last Known Good Configuration. That sometimes works. But if that doesn't work, because Windows files get modified so that this malware always boots up beforehand, you might have to load up another software called Hitman Pro. This is where it asks you to pop in a USB key. It'll install some software on there, and you're gonna reboot off that USB key.
But
it's very technical, but maybe we can do is put some instructions on the website after.
Definitely, but it can be you can regain control.
Oh, absolutely, sure.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing about
it. I know in just Googling around yesterday, reading about ransomware, it sounds like it's something that's becoming more and more prevalent. Who's behind a lot of these?
It's coming from all over the world. I mean, from Russia and Estonia, all these other places, because there's no jurisdiction happening over there. So
right.
you can't really go back there and prosecute.
So to a business owner, what's the best advice you could be giving then? I assume probably educating all of your staff, saying, you know, don't be browsing the web to unsafe sites. Don't be opening up suspicious emails. The problem with a lot of the emails, though, nowadays, a lot of them look legit, be it from a bank.
Exactly.
or from some kind of a government agency.
That's it. So it really is staying vigilant. So I'll give you an example. So if you receive an email from a bank, obviously they're never going to ask you for your password. But if it's asking you to click on a link, if you just pass your cursor over that link, and it's supposed to go to, say, the Royal Bank, but yet at the bottom it says 1921 blah, 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 some weird number,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to want to click that. And, of course, you're going to want to definitely keep your software up to date. So Windows has an auto-update mechanism. Make sure that's always on and keep your firewalls on as well.
Are you seeing a lot more of this stuff going on, Terry?
I'm actually starting to, actually. I dealt with one last week, actually.
I know we talked to the RCMP fraud people, and they say they're starting to see it for some reason. There seems to be a big increase in these ransomware cases starting to show up here, at least in Western Canada. So might be more business coming your way.
Exactly.
Thanks for your time, Terry.
I appreciate it, Brent. Thank you so much.
You bet. Terry Cutler, a certified ethical hacker, and he's co-founder of Digital Locksmiths Incorporated. They're a Canadian company. You can check out his information at The Ethical Hacker, The Ethical Hacker, or terrycutler.com. Scary stuff, but, you know, you can eventually get it fixed. But, boy, I think for a lot of business people out there, it's like keeping your security software totally up to date and making sure your staff isn't doing a lot of bizarre online browsing.